Blog Talk Radio.
No! No!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we call upon your name today. You are holy, you are great, you are mighty, and we honor your presence today as never before. We thank you, O God, that you honor us with your holy presence, O God. You are the great and mighty King. There is no God like you. Lord, I thank you for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight in Jesus' name. Lord, you are an end-time warrior. Use us as your weapons against the enemy. Oh, Father God, your enemy is our enemy. And I thank you that your enemy and our enemy is under our feet. The enemy has no power. We take authority over the enemy right now, and we sling him back to the pits of hell. We say all second heaven activity will not take place in the name of Jesus. All second heaven activity is bound in the name of Jesus. The Lord, the weapons of our war, we thank you, O God, that the weapons of our war are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war against the spirit. Lord, thunder upon our enemies in the name of Jesus. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows, O God, and scatter them. Shoot out your light, O God, and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy, righteous name. Deliver us and bring us into a large place, O God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, O God, that we are your battle axes and weapons of war against the enemy, O God. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them and beat them down in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you have given us great deliverance. In Jesus' name, we thank you, O God. O Kuninekeshe, we have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. We bind and cast out all seducing spirits that will come our way in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the angel of light in the name of Jesus. We reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. We remove all leaven of malice and wickedness from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, through the flesh, or sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We command all devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. We command all devils to leave us in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our homes or into our churches in Jesus' name. Lead us, Father God, and make a straight path before your eyes in Jesus' name. Make our way straight before your eyes in Jesus' name. Father, we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good evening. This is Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you being with us this evening. And we thank God that he is the Most High God, and he joins us every time we come on the air. We are so grateful for his holy presence. He is faithful to us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, and also on Bible Storyland on Saturday morning. And by the way, Bible Storyland will be canceled this coming Saturday, October the 6th, and we'll speak more about that before this show is over. We're glad you could join us. And we thank God for the Almighty King, the Almighty Father. He is all-wise, the all-wise God. We appreciate you, O Lord, for who you are. We appreciate you, Father God. You are the sovereign God. What a mighty God we serve. You are all-knowing, all-powerful God. We adore you, O Lord, our Savior. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God in Jesus' name. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference, and others, saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you fatherless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come on behalf of families. I stand in the gap for families today, oh God. I stand in the gap for fathers and mothers and children, oh God, and extended families, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, oh God. Have your way in all of our lives, oh God. We repent, Father God, for every way we've sinned against you. Little foxes that spoil our vines, presumptuous sins, oh God. Create in us clean hearts, oh God. Renew a right spirit. I pray for safety for families, Father God. I thank you for safety. I thank you for protection, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us, that you are continually with us, oh God, in Jesus' name. We bless and honor your presence today as never before, Father. We thank you that you are Makunene Keshe, or the Almighty God, and we could call on your name today, oh God. Father, I thank you for giving fathers jobs, daddies jobs to go on so they can take care of their families. I thank you that you call the fathers the priests of their home, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be obedient to you. I thank you for those that are saved, those fathers that are saved, oh God. And Father, we ask you to save those that have not called on your name, oh God. That you are not their Lord and Savior. We call upon you and we ask you to save them, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do, oh God. We ask you to bless them mightily, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Father God, for the mothers, oh God. Bless them mightily, oh God. And Father, we thank you for providing for the mothers what they need, for the fathers what they need, to take care of their children, oh God. We lift up the babies today, Father God, those that are being born today, those that are already here, and we ask you, Lord, for protection for our babies, oh God. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against our children and take them out before they complete their purpose here that you put on the inside of them. We thank you today, Father God, that you are loyal, you are faithful, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. We thank you today, Father God, that you hear and that you answer, O God. In that you are the God who hear. You are the God who answer. You are the God who is our protector. You are our provider, O God. And we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name today, Father. Father, we thank you that you are El Shaddai, Almighty God. You are more, you are enough. We thank you today, Father God, that you are Amen, Amen, beginning and the end. We thank you today, Father God, that you are Atik Yomen. Oh, Father God, before time, you were, and you still are, and you will always be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, that you are Zero at Olam, everlasting arms, O God. We thank you today, Father God, that you are Elohim, the everlasting God. We thank you that you are Avi, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today that you are Jehovah Elohim, Elyon, the Most High God. We bless your name today. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. We thank you that you are El Nose, the God who forgives us, Father God, when we sin against you or sin against your people. We thank you that you are holy God, a righteous God, that you are Kodosh. Oh, Father, you are everything that we need. You are Jehovah Shofar, a judge, a mighty judge, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, that you are Mekalik, a king, the mighty King of kings, that you are Almighty Father, and that there's nobody like you. So, Father, we just praise you and honor you today, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, in order to grow in God, you know, we have to be obedient to him. Our Father must do as God is our Father, we must do what God wants us to do, even the little things, not just the big things. But when we hear his voice, we can't harden our heart and pretend that we don't hear him. So, Father, today I pray that you would soften our hearts and give us hearts of flesh. So, you know what? God wants us to grow spiritually as well as physically. And the way to grow spiritually is, first of all, in fruitfulness. 2 Corinthians 9:10 says, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Into Christ. We have to grow spiritually into Christ. Ephesians 4:15 says, "Speaking the truth in love, may God grow us up in all things, which he is the head, even Christ, in love." That's 1 Thessalonians 3:12. "And the Lord make you increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, unto perfection." Hebrews 6:1. "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works and of faith toward God through the word." This is another way we grow spiritually. 1 Peter 2:2. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, by accretion." 2 Peter 1:5. "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your virtue, to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge." 2 Peter 1:6. "And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, in grace and knowledge." 2 Peter 3:18. "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both forever and ever. Amen." So we've got to grow spiritually as well as physically. Listen, listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? What is your body speaking to you today? Can you hear what your body's speaking? Is your body hungry for a healthy meal? Is your body hungry for a healthy meal? Have you ever felt bad after you ate certain foods? Do you listen to your body or do you ignore your body? When it warns you that something is wrong due to what you ate, do you say to yourself, "But it tastes so good," even though it made you sick? What is your brain telling you? What does the brain have to do with the body? The brain tells the body when something is wrong. If you have a headache, the brain tells you what part of your head aches. If you have a stomach ache, the brain tells you what part of your stomach aches. If you if your foot hurts, the brain tells you where your foot aches. Do you get the picture? Your brain sends messages to your body when something is wrong and also when something is right. When your body is okay, your brain is relaxed and so is your body. Daily living requires much energy. Getting up, preparing healthy meals requires planning, organization, skill, and energy, and time. Don't forget, it takes time to plan healthy meals. It takes time to be organized. It takes skill. Plan a routine for your family so that everyone knows what to expect and what to do. Grocery shopping for healthy food. Do not purchase empty calories. You know what empty calories are? Potato chips, candy bars, cookies, packaged foods, fruit in syrup or sugar, store-bought cakes, pies, Twinkies, brownies, and so on. Those are empty calories. And you know what? They'll make you fat, though, but it's unhealthy fat that you're getting. You want food that's going to help you grow healthy. And it takes discipline, it takes courage, and knowledge to change to a healthy diet. A healthy way of eating. It takes knowledge, it takes courage, and it takes strength, planning, time. When writing a grocery list, you know, grocery shopping can be fun for the entire family. So when writing a grocery list, allow everyone to contribute to buy healthy food. Get the newspaper out. Give each person a page and ask them to look for healthy food items on the grocery list. And as you make the list, review it and remove any items from the list that are not healthy. When you go to the grocery store, get only what's on your list. The next item I will talk about will require discipline and courage to eliminate from your diet. And this is sugar. That's an empty calorie. Look for and replace sugar with natural sweeteners like agave. Also, stevia. Those are natural sweeteners. Now, you know, many people drink cold drinks instead of water. They replace their water supply with cold drinks. Those are another empty calorie, no nutrients in that. They give you calories, but it makes you fat. All of that sugar is just fat for your body. Now, you know what? Your brain regulates your nervous system. And if you become nervous or anxious, a lot of times it's because you need more carbohydrates to keep you alert. They will keep you alert. You need to consume more complex carbohydrates. That they will keep you alert. Complex carbohydrates that will keep you alert. The omega-3 fatty acids, in particular, are very necessary for healthy bodies and healthy minds. Studies have shown that deficiency can lead to mood disorders. Salmon and white fish are good choices. Salmon and white fish are good choices. If you need to be uplifted in your spirit, you can benefit by eating foods like turkey, salmon, which are high in protein and tryptophan. Omit certain things from your diet. Some people are allergic to wheat, so you may want to omit that from your diet. Some people are allergic to that gluten, which is in wheat. Also, omega-3 is found in cold water fish, such as salmon, tuna, mackerel, is known to have cardioprotective effects. In other words, it will protect your heart. It will make your heart stronger. while, you know, these are good foods to eat, you want to be careful about, you know, eating a lot of heavy, heavy meat, a lot of beef, you know, which is heavy and hard to digest. It takes less energy to consume, you know, like even legumes than it does to digest meat, heavy meat. Avoid diet sodas and other products containing artificial sweeteners like aspartame. It's an artificial sweetener. It's found in NutraSweet, Equal, and other products. Limit your intake of foods that, you know, have a lot of chemicals in them. Some things can make you, you know, downcast in spirit. Avoid foods high in saturated fats. The consumption of meat or fried foods, such as hamburgers and french fries when they're fried, leads to sluggishness, slow thinking, and fatigue. And, you know, when our children go to school, they don't need to eat things that's going to make them sluggish. They got to think. Or things that's going to make them, you know, really tired, worn out. Avoid foods in sugar, all forms of sugar, including sweeteners such as honey, molasses, and fruit juice. The body reacts more quickly to the presence of sugar than it does to the presence of complex carbohydrates. So, you know, we're learning. We're learning to keep our mind active and get plenty of rest and exercise. Plenty of rest and plenty of exercise. Studies have shown that exercise like walking and swimming are good, you know, are good activities for the body. So far we've covered eating healthy. You know, we have to exercise our body. We can't just sit down all the time. Sit down at work or sit down at home. And even if you walk on the job, you need a different kind of an exercise. You know, maybe aerobics would do good for you, or maybe just walking at a fast pace outside. So consider the things that we've talked about. Let every member of your family help when you're preparing a meal from, from your kitchen. Some of you can set the table. Some can, you know, wash the vegetables off with a vegetable brush. Maybe somebody else can cook the food. Cook part of it. Somebody else can cook the other part. You know, you can teach your children when they get a certain age, when they're tall, you know, and they get tall enough to reach up over the stove, they can cook certain items. All right, next week we're going to continue on eating healthy also. Now, here are some breakfast, lunch, and supper menus that will help you to shop and eat healthier. And you can make a grocery list from these, from the menu. Fresh orange slices for breakfast. You can have scrambled eggs with that. Sugar-free cereal with milk or water. That's one breakfast menu. Then lunch, that may be week one. For lunch, you could have grilled cheese sandwich with maybe a little, carrots and celery. And then you can have water. Water is good for you. Particularly healthy water. Now, some water, all water is not the same anymore. When I was a child growing up, all of our water was the same. Now, most of us got water out the tap. Some people had wells, but the water was good. Nowadays, we have to be careful. The kind of water we buy, kind of water we drink. All right, for supper, we talked about breakfast and lunch menus. For supper, what could you have? You could have baked chicken, fresh cooked broccoli, potatoes and onions. You could have a salad with lettuce and tomatoes, and then you could drink some more water. Water is very healthy for you. Now, week two, what could you have for breakfast? You could have oatmeal with blueberries on it. Instead of putting sugar on it, try some fruit on it. You could have blueberries on it. You could have peaches on it. You could have blackberries on your oatmeal. You could have chicken sausage, toast, water. That could be a breakfast for week two. All right, week two lunch. You could have ground turkey on bun. You can bake it. You don't always have to fry everything. You can buy ground turkey, and you can bake them in the oven or broil them. You can put them on a bun. You can have a little fruit, maybe peaches for lunch, fresh peaches. You know, sometimes you buy fruit, you want to be careful about buying fresh fruit. Wash it off real good, slice it, and eat it. Make sure you wash your fruit good. Now, what about for supper? Week two, you can bake or broil fish. Salmon, it could be salmon, it could be any kind of fish you like, whiting, it could be tilapia, whatever kind of fish. You can have brown rice, cabbage with tomatoes, whatever kind of fish you desire, you can have that. So we're on week, and you know, maybe for a dessert, you could have, instead of pies and cakes, you could have a fresh bowl of cherries. And you can drink water. So, let's see, week three menu. For breakfast, you could have fresh cantaloupe. You can have cheese grits and maybe eggs. For lunch, you could have peanut butter sandwich and vegetable soup. You know, sometimes I just use a crock pot. I'll put maybe a vegetable broth in there, and I'll put carrots in. I'll put beans in it. I'll put celery, onion, sometimes maybe a little potatoes. Or if you don't use potatoes, you can use a little pasta. You can put spinach in it. You can put greens in it. You can put broccoli in your soup. You can make a big old pot of soup in the crock pot. And for lunch, you can have, you know, peanut butter sandwich. You can. You know, when I was growing up, a lot of us had to take our lunch to school. So, you know, you can put your children's lunch in a thermos, and you can put soup in there. And then you can have grapes for them. Little, you know, a few grapes. The green grapes are really sweet, or the dark grapes, or the bullet grapes. Those are all good. But make sure you wash your fruit off really, really good. Sometimes it's good to soak your fruit and your vegetables in a little apple cider vinegar and water. Now, supper. What can you have for supper the third week? You can have sauteed vegetables with brown rice, broccoli, onions, carrots, and for dessert, possibly fresh pineapple. You ever go to Walmart or somewhere, you get a fresh pineapple and you slice it up, put it, you know, in a little bowl, and you can eat it. So, also, what about breakfast the fourth week? You could have fresh peaches with oat bran cereal. That's something like grits, oat bran. And then you can have water. Now, for your oatmeal, instead of putting sugar, put some fresh peaches on it or whatever cereal, whatever kind of fruit you like. It could be blueberries. It could be. You can even add little nuts to your cereal. You know, you could put walnuts on your cereal. You could put raisins on it. You could add pecans, different kinds of you can even grind the nuts up and put them on your cereal, on your oatmeal, on your oat bran. What could you have for lunch the fourth week? You can have boiled eggs, boiled egg salad. You know those angel eggs you make with the boiled eggs? You peel them, wash them real good, chop them up. You can put a little mayo, a little, you know, sweet pickle relish, a dill pickle, whichever you prefer. You can put a little seasoning over them, put them on a bun, and then maybe you can have a little yogurt, you know, not with a lot of sugar in it. You know, find some low sugar yogurt. It's naturally sweet anyway, or some with natural sweetness in it. And then you can have water for lunch. You know, it's nothing like water. Water is healthy for you. Our bodies are made up with water, so we need to learn to eat healthier. We need healthy, healthy bodies to stay strong, to live longer, and to live healthy, to stay out the doctor's office. So the fourth week for supper, what could you have? Homemade chicken vegetable soup. You can get, like, the chicken wings and, you know, wash them real good, put them in a crock pot or put them in a big pot. You can add tomatoes. You can add onions. You can add celery. You can put spinach in it. You can put broccoli in it. You can put corn in it. You can put a little rice in it and cook it down, and you can serve it for supper. And, you know, just cook a great big pot so you don't have to cook every day. And then you can have a fresh salad. You know, you can be romaine lettuce, curly lettuce. You can have avocado on it, onions, garlic. You can have, and not so much heavy dressing. Heavy dressing is full of sugar. You know, some of that dressing, read the label. It's full of sugar, full of fat. So you can use maybe a little olive oil. Put a little seasoning in it, stir it up, put it over your salad. You can have maybe little tomatoes with that, the cherry tomatoes or sliced tomatoes. You know what you like. Some people like cucumbers, a little celery on it. You can put a little spinach in your salad. Whatever you like to make it tasty. And then for your dessert, you can have maybe fresh mango slices. Buy a little mango and you know, fix them up healthy. So, you know, I want to pray now because, you know, many of our children are getting sick. They're running around with ear infections and noses running. You know why? Because we're not giving them anything nutritious. We have to give them vitamin C. You can feed your children oranges, but sometimes they need a little liquid vitamin C, especially the young children, so they don't keep those ear infections or noses running all the time, always sneezing or their chest full of cold. Put on a T-shirt on them this time of the year. We're talking about being healthy, listening to our bodies, you know, looking out for your children. So right now I'm going to pray a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. It's called Prayers That Bring Change, and we're talking about staying healthy. So it's the prayer is called Prayer for Divine Health. So you join me, pray silently as I pray aloud. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that on Calvary, Jesus took all of our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Father, for allowing your Son to take our place when he died for our sins. We praise you for sending your Son, Jesus, who paid the price for our souls. We commit to walk in the revelation of what he did so that we will experience divine help. We negate the ability of the enemy to send negativity to our mind about health. As we think, we are. We decree that we are healed, we are whole, and we are walking in supernatural divine health in the name of Jesus. We walk in divine health all the days of our lives. No weapon of infirmity and sickness will prosper us, and any attacks on our health will be minor and temporary. Father, help us to understand the importance of exercising regularly. We bind the spirit of laziness and procrastination that will keep us from exercising regularly. Obesity is broken off of our bloodline, and excessive weight gain is not an option. We speak the life of God to our spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, we commit to walk in the revelation of the fact that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We will not put anything in it or around it that would grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Dear Lord, help us to understand that more than 50% of our body is water, and that we must drink 6 to 8 glasses of water daily to keep it functioning properly. We bind the spirit of dehydration in the name of Jesus. Anything that would keep us from drinking the water that we need for our bodies is far from us. We refuse to give the enemy any right to afflict our bodies. We declare that we will confess positive things the word says about our body. We are healed by Jesus' stripes. We decree and declare that our diet will be an instrument to maintain good health that God has promised us. We surrender our health completely to the Holy Spirit. Father, deliver us from bad habits that compromise our health. Reveal to us those things about dieting, vitamins, and exercise that will help us stay healthy in the name of Jesus. We renounce negative eating habits that will hinder good health, bad habits that will cause high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, cancer, and any spirit of early death cannot flow into our lives. We take authority over the spirit of mental infirmity, spirits of depression, schizophrenia, delusion, and immature personality in the name of Jesus. We are healthy from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. We will live a full life according to the word of the Lord. We bind the spirits that cause internal organ destruction, attack internal organs such as heart, liver, and kidney. We decrease and destroy and our liver and kidneys and decrease and destroy our normal organ function in the name of Jesus. We bind and destroy every disease, state placed in our past ancestry and genetically transferred to us from the womb. We decree that the great physician will have the final say in the state of our health. We believe only his report. We confess that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, which included sickness and disease, and we confess that we live under a new covenant. In Jesus' name, which promises prosperity. In Jesus' name, good health in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the effects of the spirit of self-destructive diseases, which include diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and AIDS. We bind every destructive spirit that will cause malfunctioning of our digestive system, genital, urinary tract, such as prostate, uterus, ovaries, bladder, or colon. Father, you promised that the signs of our salvation is laying on of hands of the sick and seeing them recover. Enhance our ability to pray for everyone we encounter who needs healing in the name of Jesus. We are contagiously healthy. We confess that you have We confess that we have your favor in the area of happiness and health. We are contagiously blessed in Jesus' name. We live beyond 70 years in Jesus' name. We renounce the spirit of fear that causes worry, stress, and anxiety. It is the contributing factor in chronic disease and has no place in our lives. We renounce Nehushtu, the snake on the pole, erected from the time of Moses to Hezekiah. Today we tear down the high places that put the medical symbol and industry before God. We renounce the spirit of pharmakia, medication by magic. Lord, deliver us from addiction of medicine, doctors, and hospitals. Teach us to believe you for our healing. Lord, we believe that you created medicine and you bless the hands of the doctors, but you are the healer, the deliverer, and the keeper of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? What's your body speaking to you? Is your body hungry for a good meal, or are you just filling up your stomach? Are we feeding our bodies nourishment that will keep us healthy? What are we feeding our body? just like we have to feed our minds the Word of God, we have to feed our bodies healthy foods. Would you give your car vegetable oil instead of the necessary oil that's needed for it to run efficiently and effectively? Well, I don't think that you would. Would you put salt in your gas tank instead of gas? No. Well, do you value your body more than you do your car? Some people value their cars more. They give their body junk food, but they give their car healthy stuff. They make sure the engine gets checked every so many hundred miles. They make sure the oil gets changed. They make sure their tires are changed or check the tire pressure. But what about our bodies? You know, have you heard of the story of Daniel in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament? Daniel is known in the Old Testament as a young man who was bold and courageous, who blended with the people of his day, but he refused to bend. He did not bow down to worship idol gods. He was courageous. He had self-control, integrity, and young man. He was a young man of prayer. He was very humble, and he had spiritual vision. Many churches today do the Daniel fast. Daniel diet in the Bible is called PULSE. The diet that Daniel ate is called PULSE. Read in the book of Daniel, and you see it's called PULSE, P-U-L-S-E. He ate PULSE, and he drank water. PULSE is mentioned in 2 Samuel 17:28, and in Daniel also it's mentioned. Now, PULSE is the seed of leguminous plants, such as beans, peas, lentils, vegetables. So he ate healthy. He didn't eat any meat or animal products. And you know what? He was full of energy. And we can be the same way when we eat healthy. Healthy eating means healthy body, makes us feel good. Today, we have covered from the grocery store, from the grocery list, as a family, to shopping as a family, to cooking as a family, and to eating as a family, as well as to cleaning the kitchen as a family after the meal. Remember, take care of the temple. God lives in our temple, which is our body. Make sure it's physically clean, mentally, and spiritually clean. So today I want to ask you a question. Is there anyone on here who is not saved? Or is anyone listening who is not saved? God wants everybody to be saved. He came for the lost. He came for the lost. So if you are not saved today, you can be saved by Romans 10:9-10. It talks about believing that God, it's the good news, believing that God raised Jesus, hearing and speaking, confessing with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he wants to save you also. So confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you will be saved. Now, is there anyone backslidden? Anybody backslidden? That means you slipped away from God, and we have to stay in relationship with Father God. He is our creator. He created us. You have to pray, read, and study the Word, which is the Bible. And don't you know there's healing in reading the Word? There's healing in reading the Word, studying the Word. Obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey what he tells us to do. And God gives us, you know, what we need. He's the almighty God. He supplies all of our needs through his riches and glory. Don't you know he owns everything in the earth? He said he owns the earth and everything in it. That includes you and me. So we're going to be closing out on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I want to say a prayer that God will strengthen you so that you will have a desire to keep your temples clean, mentally, physically, as well as spiritually. So today we discuss eating healthy. We discuss also being spiritually healthy, growing in God. And, you know, we can be spiritually healthy, but we have to grow in love. We have to grow unto perfection. We have to grow through the reading and study of the Word. We have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. We have to grow through accretion. We have to grow in God. We just can't stay. You know, you don't expect a baby to stay a baby all its life. They got to grow. So we don't expect you, when you become a Christian, to stay a baby in God. You got to grow. And you grow by reading the Word, studying the Word, praying, developing a relationship with God. Now, with your body, the temple, that's where God lives. So you got to keep it clean. You want to have the mind of Christ. And with the mind of Christ, you want to eat healthy. Remember I gave you some recipes? Actually, they were menus, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We covered what you can eat for those meals, healthy eating. You know, replace all of that sugar with fruit. There's good fruit you can eat. Cantaloupe, honeydew melon, watermelon, grapes, oranges. There's mangoes, cherries, blueberries. God gave us everything we need here on the earth. We just got to take care of the land so that, you know, we will have good, fertile soil and grow good, healthy food. You know, you got corn. You know, I was riding recently in an area where corn was growing. All in another city, it's in St. Augustine, went out in the country area. There was corn growing all over. They were getting ready to plant more corn. There were animals there. So, you know, we want to keep the land good, like God gave it to us. He gave us a whole earth here. We got to take care of it. So listen to your body. It's speaking to you. So I look forward to speaking to you next Thursday, and I want to let you know a special announcement. This Saturday, which is October the 6th, we'll have a Black Expo that will take place at the Prime Osborne. The Prime Osborne. And our pastor, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, will be one of the speakers. Now, it costs $5 to get into the Prime Osborne, to the Black Expo. Apostle Kimberly Daniels will be speaking at 1 p.m. on the economy of God. If you want to know God's economy, come and hear the good news about God's economy. You know, America has its own economy, but if you didn't know it, God has his economy. And his economy will help us to prosper. All right, so I want to let you know, come early. You know, don't wait till 1 p.m. to show up. You may not get a parking space nor a seat. The first 100 people that come, but you have to have a letter. So I don't have all the information, but you can come for $5, you know. Put aside a dollar here, a dollar there. Save up your $5 for the week. You know, instead of buying a cold drink or a can of cold drinks, spend that $5 and come and hear about the economy of God, how you can prosper and be in health even as your soul is prospering. So I love each of you. I look forward to talking to you next Thursday at 5 p.m. Just to let you know, this Saturday I will be at the Prime Osborne listening to Apostle Kimberly Daniels speak on the economy of God. So we will not have Bible Story Land, but we will return the following Saturday, which will be the 13th of October. So I look forward to hearing from you then. Don't forget, next Thursday we'll be on again. So I love you. God loves you more. Don't forget, have a God-filled evening. Fill up your evenings with God. Spend time in the presence of the Most High God. Just in case you didn't do it already early in the morning or you didn't do it this afternoon, you got time. As soon as you listen to the show, finish listening, hang up and go get in the secret place with the Most High God. He's expecting you there. That's how you grow and prosper in your soul, in your spirit, That's how you grow. So don't forget, be obedient to God. Remember, he didn't just say that this is his desire. He said it's his commandment that we love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and we love each other like we love ourselves. And then the world will be a better place to live in. You know what? We won't be trying to run each other down in the street with the cars running over everybody, being impatient. We'll be more considerate. If a car is on the side of you and blowing, wanting to get in front of you, slow down and let them in. We're all going in the same direction. While we got a race, we're not in a race. Let somebody get in front of you. Be kind and courteous. That's part of showing the love of God. That's part of showing you love yourself. Be kind in the grocery store. You see somebody in the line, they got a whole basket full of stuff. You got, you know, you got a whole basket. They got one or two things. So would you like to go ahead of me? Come on. Show kindness, show love, show courtesy. That's how you show love to your neighbor. Maybe your neighbor didn't bring their garbage can in after the garbage man passed. Go take it up by the door somewhere. You know where to keep it. Or maybe their newspaper, you know, it's been piling up. Maybe they're on vacation. Take it to your house for a few days. When they come back, say, you know, I kept your newspaper for you. Maybe your neighbor's yard needs some work done. You know, get your sons, your daughters, go over, pick up the trash in the neighborhood. There's work to do. There's much work on every hand. Few laborers, but there's a lot of work. So now I've talked enough. I gave a scripture last week, and I said, Joshua 1:8. If you know what that says, press 1. Joshua 1:8. Anybody knows what it says, press 1. Come on, grab your Bible real quick and press 1. Well, looks like we're going to have to carry it over for the next week. Joshua 1:8. I'm going to carry it over for now. We're going to give you another week. All righty. Bring your Bibles when you come on, boys to men, girls to ladies, in Bible Storyland. All right. Have a good, prosperous evening serving our King, the Lord of Lords. God bless each of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person that came on, boys to men, girls to ladies. I lift up every family in the United States and in the world. And I thank you that you have been protecting us. You have been keeping us safe, oh God. And Father, we honor you as the great and mighty I am. And we say that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I decree and declare, Father God, that we will begin to honor our temple, the place where you live, our bodies, oh God. That we would treat our bodies better. That we would not eat empty calories, oh God. That we would not eat just stuff that's going to fill our stomach up, oh God. But that we will honor the temple that we live in. We will begin to eat healthy, oh God. We will begin to choose foods that's going to nourish our body, that's going to strengthen our bodies. We will get rid of all the junk food, Father God, and we will eat healthy, and we will remain healthy all the days of our lives. We will have divine health, and we thank you that you are the great physician, and we are healed by every stripe that you took. And, Father, we bless and honor you today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right, have a God-filled evening. Like I said, I love you. Talk to you next Thursday.